Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. Now, this is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday, the 9th of September 2024. I want to talk today about why we procrastinate. Do you procrastinate? Will you get back to me on that one? That's one of my funniest jokes, that is. Pretty much the only good joke I've got. But the reality is, we all procrastinate, and we procrastinate to various levels. I've never really had a big issue with procrastination in my life. I think I've always been quite a driven person. I've always been very good at knowing what to do. And, you know, if there's a problem, if the business isn't quite going where I want it to go, then my brain jumps in and forces me into action. But I know a lot of people are actually crippled by procrastination. And maybe this is an issue for you at whatever level it is. I mean, any procrastination can be of an issue. The question is, why do we procrastinate? Because if we can understand that, then we can do something about it. I believe at a psychological level that procrastination is us prioritizing the short term at the expense of the long term. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, you have to do some marketing. Let's say you're going to revamp your website, which is a big job, right? And I say this as we're going through revamping our website. So not the portal, that's all done. We're now doing ours. And, you know, I've got 3 members of my team on this, pretty much spending 50% of their time on it. It's a massive job, and we don't have a particularly big site, but we want to get it right. So let's say you want to revamp your website. You know it's a big job. You know you're going to have to break it down into small parts. You know there's going to be some pain. You're going to have to talk to web people, all of that kind of stuff. The benefit of you improving your website is you are more attractive to potential customers, to potential future clients. So that's the long-term gain, but there is a lot of short-term pain. And what procrastination is you putting off that thing that's good for you in the long term so that you protect yourself now, so that you don't have that pain now. It's kind of like when we wake up in the morning, you know, we wake up at 6 and we've decided we're going to go to the gym today, but we decided that last night. And when you actually wake at 6 and it's cold outside and it's dark and you think, nah, because you'd like the long-term health benefits and, you know, the things you do to your body, the benefits to your body of going to the gym. But in that moment, when it's cold and dark and you're in bed, you just can't be bothered. And I think procrastinating over work stuff, over business stuff, is exactly the same. It's an exact form of that. So the question then becomes, how do we work around this procrastination? I think for me, accountability is a massive thing. Now, like you, I'm the business owner. I'm accountable to no, well, I was going to say I'm accountable to no one. Actually, I'm accountable to you, really, because ultimately you vote with your feet, right? If my business isn't giving you what you need, you vote with your feet. So yes, I'm accountable to you, but on a practical day-to-day level, I'm not going to ring our 700 members to be accountable to them. I'm the business owner. I can do what I want as long as it's legal. And I think that's actually a curse for us as the business owner. So I make myself accountable to my right-hand guy. He's a guy called James who works with me in the business, and he kind of leads our change projects, and we talk 2-3 times a day, and often he'll give me, as the owner, things to do. And they're not often practical things, but I need to think something through, or I need to make a decision on something, and we set deadlines for that, and I am accountable to him. And I also make myself accountable to my wider team. So we use a piece of software called Basecamp, which is how we communicate and run the business. It's amazing. It's like Asana or Trello, but better, in my opinion. And I will often announce things to my team to be accountable to my team. And then I don't want my self-image of someone who gets things done and who is accountable to their team and someone who meets deadlines, I don't want that self-image to be damaged. So I'm then very motivated to power through procrastination. Does that make sense? Would something like that work for you if you were accountable to your team or maybe to your life partner or your kids? You know, even something as simple as, hey, I will pick you up at school today at 4 o'clock, and they know, well, you know, that you've got to get certain amounts of work done before 4 in order to you to do that. Anyway, it's interesting. I think we all procrastinate for different reasons and we have different ways through it. If you are a big procrastinator, let's start a conversation about this in our members only Facebook group. So this coming Thursday, we're going to release new content for you to use for week commencing the 16th of September, and it's about the blue screen of death. Actually, it's really about proactive IT management, but using the blue screen of death as an excuse to talk about it. Have a great week. Enjoy. I hope you make lots of profit this week, and I'll speak to you next Monday.